That's another song you likely heard first right here on member-supported KX93.5. Keevan is the band. The song is called In the Fire, and that's track two off their brilliant debut full-length, which is not quite available to the general public yet. Is that the case? By the way, I should probably say, everybody on your best behavior, no cursing on the airwaves here. The band is actually here in our Pearl Street studios. Dude, thanks so much for taking the time, all you guys, for coming through.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. I don't like to listen to singles anymore. I like LPs. I like to take a record home and kind of cozy up with it, you know?
Right.
And I took this one home. There's 13 tracks on this record. It's brilliant stuff. It's almost an instant indie rock classic is what I've been calling it. And it's self-titled, Keevan. Again, K-I-V-E-N, keevanmusic.com is the website. So congrats on the record, and I feel like you guys should be very proud of it. How are we feeling thus far?
Feeling good, man. Thank you. Those are all really nice things you said. And yeah, the album's not completely out. It's halfway out. It's on Spotify. I just put it out today, so it'll be there for a week before it's available.
Nice.
Everywhere else, February 25th.
February, that's next week.
Yep.
Awesome, man. Followed by a tour. Are we tentatively scheduling a nationwide tour? Are you guys going to do the van thing or anything like that?
We're doing the van thing. Tomorrow night in L.A., we're playing at Los Globos for the City Release show. And then we head up on Thursday, San Francisco. And then starting March 3rd, we're actually come down in Orange County again at Slide Bar in Fullerton. And we're heading out, hitting Vegas. We're hitting Arizona.
Perfect.
Yeah. All the way to South by Southwest.
It's awesome. So you guys actually, you know, the debut full length is coming out next week. You did say there are a couple EPs floating around that the public could get their hands on.
Yep. Couple EPs. This is, I think we did three, and then this is our first full length.
Yeah. Is there a difference between stuff that it was recorded for this record? Did you link up with any rad producers or anything like that? Or is this kind of a self-produced deal? And where did you guys like basically record all this stuff?
It's a crazy story. I mean, a lot of it was like a collection of just like people we had met, and it was really our own kind of baby, and we produced most of the record, and then we were able to link up with Tony Hajar, who's an At the Drive-In, and he produced one of the songs on the record. And just like through friends and meeting people, we were able to record at some iconic studios in Los Angeles, and we're really, really proud of how it all came together.
Cool, man. I feel like this record could appeal to people who dig on the active rock genre, as well as alternative, as well as maybe even AAA. I was hearing a bunch of like Maynard, James Keenan, like Tool type of stuff, you know, on this record. And it's not just totally guitar driven or anything like that. I mean, you got the synth thing going. And some other things. So again, Keevan is the band in our Pearl Street studios today. Anybody else to say hi to while I have you in the studio right now? But by the way, we're all more or less locals from SoCal, right?
Yeah, half of us.
Half of us,
half
yeah.
Half of us?
Yeah.
Where are we all originally from?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
How long have you been out here?
About 6 years or so now.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Did you come out here to pursue the music thing?
Yeah. Came out here just to play and hooked up with these guys, and it's great, man. It's been a blast. And
so far, so good. Are you guys looking forward to any particular city as far as touring this time around?
I'm excited to get back to Austin for South by Southwest.
Oh, you guys are doing South by?
Yeah.
Cool. Have you been there before?
We did it last year.
Cool. I guess I have the opportunity to cover South by this year, and I don't think I'm going to go because, you know, I got to put myself up in a hotel and everything like that, but I've been invited to numerous cocktail hours and various parties and stuff like that. So do you know what venue you're playing? Is it behind in the parking lot of some barbecue joint?
The official showcase is at Soho House, Soho Lounge. Mm-hmm. And that's on Tuesday the 11th at like 10 p.m. And then, yeah, kind of just the rest of the week, we're all playing random bars on 6th Street. So
yeah, South by is cool.
All over the place.
Bike shops, breakfast bars, everywhere
bands day parties, all that.
That's what I hear. Jack White is looming around every corner.
Yeah,
probably. You know,
Iron and Wine played at the bike and coffee shop across from where we stayed last year. Just like a tiny little spot.
Dude, that's amazing. So you guys have toured together, supporting those previous EPs. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Was there a special city that you guys encountered the last time around where you're like, wow, people in Missoula, Montana really, really love their music or something like that?
I think, personally, this is Tyler. I think the New York was really awesome. When we did CMJ, we were named number two, I guess, best unsigned band by Entertainment Weekly.
Right.
And just playing in New York, there's so much energy there. It was really, really fun.
Killing it, man. Well, I'm happy to be on board. We've been a champion of the new single for at least a week now. again, the song we just played is called In the Fire. It's track 2 off the record. Actually, there's an introduction to that song as well, and all kind of leads up to you guys ripping into that song, which is very cool. Again, there's 13 tracks on this record. It is so damn good, and their debut self-titled LP is coming out next week. If it'd be agreeable to you, again, we brought our instruments, so you guys are going to perform for us pretty soon.
Yeah.
But if it would be agreeable to you, I'd like to play another track off the record, if that's cool.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right, I guess we decided track 3, and the song is called I Can Take It. Can you give us a VH1 Storytellers type of moment before we play it on the air?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to go behind the scenes, this was the song we worked on with Tony, and it was just quite an experience having him in the room working on a song together, and you know, to someone that we had listened to for a long time. So we're pretty stoked with how it came out. It's pretty heavy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. I do have more questions for you guys, but let's play the song right now, and then more from the band in our Pearl Street studios right after this on KX93.5.
In tow, please find your speech before you go. I know the lines I read won't keep you home. I know, I see it in your eyes. You'd like to leave, so go.
The song's called I Could Take It. It's a brand new one from Kevin, who's in our studio. KevinMusic.com is, in fact, the website you guys could go to check out the music. Social networking, you guys are probably doing it yourselves. You guys don't have handlers who are tweeting for you, right? Where could people find you on Twitter and stuff?
It's real life tweets.
Yeah, right? It's coming straight from the band.
Kevin Music is kind of our tag for everything. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all
Kevin
right
Music.
Yeah.
KIVEN. And I guess we were talking off the air that you guys wanted to more or less take the listeners on a journey rather than riding you know, 10 or 13 singles. What are some of the themes that you guys have been writing about on this new record, which is available next week?
Next week, yeah. I mean, lyrically, it's a pretty common theme, and it's really just about doing the album, you know, being an artist and having the opportunity to actually make something that's fully representative of what you've been doing. Is quite unique, and it takes a lot, so it's difficult. But I mean, musically, it takes you from heavy places to really intricate spots. There's some parts with strings and horns. There's mm-hmm. some parts with vocoder. You know, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, sounds good to me. When you guys meet people at the coffee shop in L.A., at your favorite dive bar or whatever, and you say that you're a musician coming out with a record, a tour is in the works, and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you generally tell these people?
Rock music.
Rock.
I guess that works. Yeah. Dude, it's so hard to categorize genres. Yeah, on yeah. Genre. It's gnarly, man.
Yeah.
But we're happy to be on board again. The debut full length from this band is coming out next week. And you guys brought more or less a stripped down setup. What's different from what's different than what people might see on a live, fully plugged in set?
It's definitely much more intimate. I mean, there's no drum set, and we kind of rearranged sure. the songs a little bit so that it keeps it a little more interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that, and I guess that makes it good if you're going on a full-on radio promo tour around the country. You guys are equipped to do a stripped-down version of what you normally would do, you know?
Yes, sir.
The dudes from Unknown Mortal Orchestra actually came out with a total new EP of their songs reimagined, doing it acoustically, because they were forced to do it on the road, because not a lot of stations could accommodate a full drum kit, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Kevin is here in the studio, each and every member of the band. What did you guys want to play first?
I think we'll be playing a stripped version of In the Fire.
All right. KX93.5 exclusive. And you heard it first right here on member-supported radio. Kind of reposition the mics where they need to be. And whenever you guys are ready.
Shut off the roar below, but a murmur of the matter can't see this, can feed disbelief for a moment, fearing numb. But a surgeon in the ladder, I'm told, could lose her hold, and down we go. Complicated gesture, letting go, and you're not alone. And for a moment, lie low, clueless on the matter when you fold your hope and losing hold of what you know.
Coming home,
cool, you guys. Wow, thanks so much for doing it. That was, again, one of the perks of being a DJ here on KX93.5 is you get live performances right in front of your face, and that just happened. Keevan is the project, and they're coming out with their debut full length. There's 13 tracks on this thing. The record will take you on a journey. Highly recommended by our staff here on KX93.5. And again, the CD release party is, when is that again?
That's tomorrow night at Los Gobos in Los Angeles.
And have you guys been to that venue before? Have you played it?
I've never played there. I've been there for, they throw kind of just parties and events and stuff, but yeah, never played a show.
I hear it's legit. Like, reputable bands have been coming in to play that venue or whatever.
Yeah, more so lately. Like, yeah. They've been stepping it up.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Again, the website is kivenmusic.com, K-I-V-E-N. You got to keep us, I guess, in the loop as far as your musical endeavors, you guys. You know, how the touring's been going. And maybe we'll have you come back, you know, after it's all said and done and speak tales of the road and all sorts of things, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
For sure.
You got to come up the hill and have pizza with us after.
Absolutely.
Hometown pizza.
I'm down for that. So take us back to the inception of the band. How did it really all come together, you guys?
Well, I guess the long and short of it is we all met at school in college. So from there, we just kind of started writing music together and playing music, and it's really grown up a lot in the past few years.
What college was that, and were you guys studying music?
Yeah, it was at USC in Los Angeles, and two of the guys were studying music. I was studying music industry, and Matt was studying business and international relations, IRGB.
Yeah. But ideally for you, if you can make music your full-time job, that would be the way.
Yeah, that's the move.
There you go, man. USC, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something else. Didn't Flea isn't Flea a big supporter of that program?
He went to the school.
Yeah,
I was in the office trying to get a sign off for one of my classes for music, and he pops his head in and he's like, "Is this where I get a sign off?" And I dropped my guitar. My guitar was in my hand and I dropped it. It was just like, that is Flea. Walked into my office.
That's kind of
holy
insane.
Crap.
Yeah. It's kind of like the story of USC. Yeah. You know, you just run into people. Like, I got to randomly do a pilot with Lamont Dozier, who's an amazing songwriter, and just like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that. That sounds great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Dalai
Talk
Lama.
About pressure.
Yeah, Dalai Lama. Yeah.
Dalai Lama's just walking through campus one day.
Wow. I think I don't get starstruck anymore, but I think if I saw Flea, you know, first of all, me and him are both big Laker fans. Right.
I thought you were going to say the Dalai Lama.
I don't get started.
No. I put Flea up there above everybody. Keevan is the project. Each and every member, all four of the bandmates are here in our Pearl Street studios today. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
I think we covered it. I mean, we're just really proud to put out a record. I mean, I'm sure every artist is that comes in here, but we feel like rock music is making a rad comeback, and we're pretty excited to be a part of that.
Your record is great, and again, I'm happy to be on board, and again, let us know what's happening with you guys in the future, and before it's all said and done, you got to sign our wall, and maybe we could have you back at a traditional venue and maybe throw on a show or a fundraiser for this nonprofit and play for our listeners down the road. Would that be agreeable to you guys?
Absolutely.
I think so, man.
Rad. So one more song maybe before we kind of wrap it up here. Is that cool?
Sure thing.
All right, what'd you want to play next?
This is a stripped version of I Can Take It, the other song you guys heard.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, whenever you guys are ready, this is Keevan live in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported KX93.5.
Please find your speech before you go. I know the lines I read won't keep you home. I know, and I know, I see it in your eyes. You'd like to leave, so go, go on, goodbye. So far below another star. Let me know. you home. I can take it. I can take it. I'll see you on the other side. But don't let it go. And I'll see you on the other side. I'm the other. So care with ease while you juggle around before you break this. Would you please while you figure it out, but no, I'm fading. Do you remember saying to me the one you need, the one you see? This time I can take. But don't let it go. And I'll see you on the other side. I'm the other. I'll see you on the other side. But don't let it go. And I'll see you on the other side.
Awesome. Keevan, thank you so much for doing it here and on the airwaves. We really do appreciate it. We're KX93.5, a little exclusive performance live in our studios. When you speak of us in the future, please speak of us kindly.
We will.
All right. Absolutely, well, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all I got for you. All right. Congratulations on the record. It's great. The CD release party is when again?
Tomorrow night.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.